USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Former Vice President Mike Pence has filed the paperwork to become a candidate for president. The filing with the Federal Election Commission comes as Pence is expected to make the official announcement Wednesday. Pence is a solid number two in the GOP polls, well behind former President Bush. And now NBC News reports that New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu has decided not to run for the Republican nomination. The grand jury in the classified documents case against the former president has looked at evidence and heard from witnesses today. Correspondent Carol Lee says the panel's believed to be looking at three major allegations against Donald Trump.
This question of whether the former president mishandled, had wrongfully detained these documents, whether he tried to block the government from retrieving those documents, and then this question that's out there about whether or not he wrongfully disclosed information, classified information, that he had in his possession.
Still no hints about when or if special counsel Jack Smith will ask for an indictment of the former president. Praise for Ukraine from a top senator on the Foreign Relations Committee, Maryland Democrat Ben Cardin.
Ukraine has been motivated, they've been effective, and they're continuing to be effective in holding back the Russian aggression. This is Russia's war of aggression.
Cardin's comments come as Ukrainian President Zelensky says his military is ready to launch a counteroffensive against Russia. The commander-in-chief will visit the newly named Fort Liberty this week. President Biden will talk about the Joining Forces initiative to help military families. Fort Liberty was, until last week, Fort Bragg in North Carolina. Shipping traffic's at a standstill at the biggest terminal at the Port of Long Beach, California, as daily workers have not shown up. No trucks are coming in or out of Terminal A. Ports and workers have been locked in a dispute over wages, safety, automation, and pension benefits. This is USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
The man implicated but never charged in the disappearance of an Alabama teenager on the island of Aruba more than 15 years ago could be back in the USA as early as tomorrow.
Euron Vandersloot facing extortion charges for allegedly promising to lead Natalie Holloway's family to her body in exchange for $250,000. Natalie disappeared in Aruba back on May 30th of 2005, 5 years to the day of her disappearance on May 30th of 2010. A 21-year-old woman, Stephanie Flores, was found dead in Vandersloot's hotel room. He was found guilty of murder and has been locked up in prison in Peru, where he serving a 28-year sentence. I'm Laura Winters.
A celebration in Raleigh, North Carolina over the weekend to mark the landmark speech made by former North Carolina State basketball coach Jim Valvano 30 years ago as he was dying of cancer. The speech also announced the formation of the V Foundation for Cancer Research. The NBA Finals is a 1-1 affair heading into Game 3 Wednesday in Miami. The Heat beat the Nuggets in Denver yesterday to even the series. The Stanley Cup Finals Game 2 is tonight in Las Vegas. The Golden Knights took the opener over the Florida Panthers. The NFL player who nearly died on the field last season is now a big advocate for teaching cardiopulmonary resuscitation. The Buffalo Bills' DeMar Hamlin's launching a nationwide CPR campaign through his foundation, which is giving away defibrillators. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.